Welcome to Kinky Introverts, BDSM at home, with your host, Brian and Kitten.
On today's episode, we're doing latex and OnlyFans. Let's try it.
I'm pretty sure this is the dumbest way to do it.
I forgot to ask how to actually get into the latex in the most effective way.
Turn.
This very much seems like a two-person job. Sorry. Maybe you should have just doused me in powder, just threw it all over me. Yep, I can feel my armpit sticking because there's no powder under there. Monster.
Before we begin, go to kinkyintroverts.com and see all the latest happenings. Shop with us on etsy.com/shop/kinkyintroverts or support the show at patreon.com/kinkyintroverts where patrons get perks like bonus episodes. Also, if you love layered kinks and you'd love to have input in the show and you happen to have a deck of cards, upload a picture of one card to Twitter, Instagram, or FetLife, tag us in the picture, and use the hashtag LayeredKinks. In about 2 weeks, we'll gather all the cards that you guys selected. We'll negotiate down to three, and that's how we'll build our next scene. So our next round of Layered Kinks is on you, and we're super excited to see what cards you'd pick for us. And then we'll put out there on Instagram, Twitter, and FetLife what our hard limits are so you don't grab a card that we can't use. Whether it's a limit because we don't do that thing or we don't have the tools necessary to do that thing, we'll list it out there for you so you know in advance. All right, you ready?
Ready.
All right. So today we're doing like a two-for-one, right?
Yep.
Because the latex, I don't know what happens after you put on a latex dress.
Right.
And it's like a giant rubber band that I'm going to have to squeeze my sausage body into. So we figured we'd do latex and then have a chat about OnlyFans.
Yeah, I don't know where latex goes either, aside from it just looks good, you know?
Right.
But it's just a piece of clothes.
You could smack my latex butt, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so how does it work here?
I need to get naked. You are going to rub cornstarch all over my body.
Is that the official? Is that like...
Two ways.
The proper way? When you buy a latex dress, is that in the instructions kind of thing?
I don't know. We gotta read the back of the box
or
and see.
Is this some shit that...
It's on...
Old Wives' Tale.
No, it's on WikiHow. And I went to my personal latex professional. I talked to Stephanie Rose, and she said that I can either powder the inside of the dress with cornstarch and okay. then put it on.
Yep.
Or you can rub cornstarch on me. But I don't want cornstarch to, like, get in my hair as I try to slip into a giant rubber band.
Are you pulling it over your head?
Well, that's how the dress is going to, I guess it could go up the other way, but
right.
No. If I had to choose, and she said I could just use a shower cap as well, so that works. But if I were to choose, I want you to powder me with cornstarch.
I'll powder the fuck out of you.
You're going to powder the fuck out of me?
Yeah.
So I'd like to do that. And then we got lube, silicone lube, to rub on the latex to shine it up.
So now if we just going to lubed you up completely, you could just like slip and slide into the thing.
I have to be powdered, and then you have to rub my latexed body with lubricant.
And so the lube just makes it shine, right?
Yeah.
That's so, the only...
Yep, she said it's not an important step, but, you know, well, people like it for the shine, right?
Yeah, when we were checking it out the other day, it does look dull, so...
Exactly. So,
gotta all right.
Powder me up and then spit shine me. All right, and then when it comes to the OnlyFans part, I was curious, and then I decided. I think I had texted you, you were at work, and I said, what if we started an OnlyFans?
Right.
And so I was curious, like, how this whole thing works. How does this work? And the initial thought, because I know, like, when you hear OnlyFans, you automatically go 20-year-olds doing porn, the end. And then everybody says, why would you pay for porn when you could get it for free?
So that's the only place or way I've heard of OnlyFans.
Exactly.
You know, and primarily through FET.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you go on a page, check out my OnlyFans, mm-hmm. you know, because that's the only social media-ing I do.
And right. I
barely fucking do that. So that's really the only place I know of it from. And it's always just like you're saying, it's people showing off their ass or doing porn.
Right.
So
I was curious.
I thought it was just live streaming, I guess. You know yeah. what I mean?
And I don't know anything about the live streaming part.
That's what I thought. Like, FaceTiming, almost. That's probably the outdated...
the outdated way of thinking about stuff.
So, that's what I thought it was. You pay for whatever, somebody 20 to, minutes of time, and yeah, that person does
somebody stroke their all vagina your and fantasies. Say, oh, Brian.
Yeah. I thought it was just that. Name your weird fetish that person's into, and... You know what I mean? On-demand porn, almost, kind of tailorized porn, you yeah. know?
And so when I texted you and I said, hey, what if we got an OnlyFans? Your first thing was, what you texted back was,
right.
Oh, so we're doing full porn now.
So we're doing porn, okay.
And I was like, no.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so I made an account and... The first thing I noticed when I opened it is it looks exactly like social media. Like, it looks like any sort of Facebook, Fet, Twitter, I guess, to,
right,
yeah.
'Cause you just upload posts, right? And yep. people scroll through them, basically.
Exactly. So what
and
I
you
learned,
gotta pay to access the posts.
Well,
you can. That's an option, right?
Here's what I learned. When you sign up, you can say, I want my page to be a paid page, so people have to subscribe and then pay, I guess, monthly just to have access to your page.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I wanted a free page, so yeah. I made a free page.
Okay. Good.
So again, OnlyFans.com/kinkyintroverts is free. So what I can do is I can upload and upload and upload, and if there's something that I would like to be paid content... Then I can put a price on it. And the price, you can't go any lower than $3.
Really?
Yep.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, so there's no, like...
Okay, so there's no $1.
Throw a dollar at this right. if you feel like it.
I
like
guess
it
is. $3 ain't...
Yeah. Oh, so then we had you be my first fan because I love you.
Yep. I am a subscriber.
Yep, and so what we saw from your end was you could scroll through all of the posts, because I did put some out there, so you could scroll through all of the posts, and then when you get to the paid ones, then it's like blurred out.
Yeah, but you can still see a lot. I mean, there was a bunch of free stuff on there, right? If I remember
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So even if you just want to scroll through, it's not that it would have to cost you anything.
Exactly. And I think it's more so you... Oh, when you signed up, you had to put your credit card on file.
Right.
So your card yeah. had to go on file. That way, whenever you're ready to say, yep, I'd pay to see that, you could just click pay and be done.
Yeah.
The other thing was for the free stuff, you can opt to tip if you want to. So you could hit the tip button... And then you could say, I throw a couple of dollars at that, mm-hmm. even though it's free content. So I learned that as well. So the reason I asked you if we can start an OnlyFans, I will say after you powder me up.
Okay.
Powder my buns, babe. All right. I am a nude.
Nudish.
I got my socks on. Can I keep my socks on?
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you. And we are using cornstarch
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how much of me needs to be powdered.
Well, I definitely don't know either, so we're going to find out together.
Do gently. Yeah, just small, small. Whoa. Looks like something we should snort. Right. I think that's too much. You have like an entire palm full.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
How's that?
It still looks like a... I would legitimately barely have any. Rub your palms How's together. That? Yes. Barely any. And I'm making this up.
Okay.
And then because you're just rubbing it into my skin, not caking me up. You know what I mean? Ooh, powder my ass.
Just getting it in.
Just, you know? Ooh, getting it all up in there, right?
Seasoning the steak. You know? Sometimes you gotta pound it in.
Yeah, oh, like Salt Bae, you gotta smack it. Smack it and sprinkle it. It's the way we do things, right? Whoa, you don't have to put cornstarch between my legs.
I don't know what you're doing with your dress.
I'm not rubbing it on my vagina, I can tell you that much.
You can now, though, if you want.
Because I'm all powdered up down there.
Yep. All right.
Okay, I think I'm lightly seasoned.
Yeah.
All right, so the reason that I wanted to start an OnlyFans is because we used to do screams, moans, and train shots, and that's where we would take the more sexual play, and we would clip it out of the main podcast.
All the good shit.
All the good shit, and we would put it on screams, moans, and train shots. The thing that happened was, though, is we would put out an episode there, and we would get so many downloads per day, like so right. many downloads per day. But then Spotify found out that we were basically doing audio porn and they shut us down.
And we got an episode on that.
Yeah, we do. And 95 to 97% of our screams, moans, and train shots listeners came from Spotify.
Yeah.
So we went from having like, I don't even remember how many downloads
it was a lot.
Per week down to four.
Right. Yeah.
So we decided to stop having more sexual play, or the little sexual play we did have, I'd clip it out and it was very minuscule. And then I was just basically scared to do any of it because I don't want Spotify to shut down the main podcast. I don't want Buzzsprout to shut down our entire podcast. Like, I don't want those things. And so we just stopped doing those things, you know?
Yep.
But then I was, what was I doing? Cleaning out the fucking pool filter with pool filter nasty water and goop splashing me all in the eye and the mouth, just in the yuck of it all. But it's time to think, right? And I thought to myself, like, oh, what if we just put it on OnlyFans? Because they do allow porn, and I don't want to do porn. I just want to have fun playing with you.
Right.
And if that's where our play goes, naturally, let it fucking go there. And we have a place to put it. So.
I like it.
That was my whole reason for wanting to start an OnlyFans.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so I thought, let's try it. And now we're letting you know. Are you ready to slide a dress on me?
Yeah.
All right.
You going over the head?
I think so.
All right.
Okay, arms up. I'm away from the fan. Where are the hand? I'm not in the hand things, am I? Okay. My arms are in the armholes. Ready for my rubber band, sir?
Yeah, we didn't do your arms.
Nope. Getting into latex seems very unsexy right now.
Right.
Oh.
Well, I don't have much help here.
I'm stuck! Hi.
There you are. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm
pretty sure this is the dumbest way to do it.
I forgot to ask how to actually get into the latex in the most effective way.
Turn.
This very much seems like a two-person job. Sorry. Maybe you should have just doused me in powder, just threw it all over me. Yep, I can feel my armpit sticking because there's no powder under there. How to put on a rubber band.
Rubber bands for dummies.
Right. It smells like a rubber band too. It feels suctiony.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like... Oh, I seem totally not sexy in this.
I think you are. Right? Just like that.
You think this is sexy?
There.
Just with my vagina hanging out?
Yep.
That's the sexy part?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm trying to actually... How do you tell which way is front ways and which way is back?
There was a... marking on the back on the inside. There's just a little stamp. It's on
there. Can we stretch it? Because I feel like the whole back neck gaping out.
Come down with it?
Yeah. It's not tight enough. I feel like there's air pockets in there that we're trying to let out. Oh, like putting a, what's it called? The thing on the phone? You gotta, like, slide it down and get the air pockets out.
Screen protector?
Yeah. Get the air pockets out of the screen protector. Oh, I'm sure he will look a lot sexier than I do in this situation.
I don't think
so. This is maddening.
I think you look sexy.
Because you like rubber bands? Are you into balloons?
There's got to be a balloon fetish out there.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure they like latex too. Wow, I like made a suctiony. I made an air. Okay, so I grabbed my love handle area and I stretched the dress out a little. And first I feel the suction. And then once you get past the suction, I can't, it's glued down now. Let me try it on the other side. So once you get past the suction, I can feel the air. This air went from my love handle up through my ticker. My other one, when I slapped it closed, I felt it go behind and down my butt crack. So one side went up my tip, like it went, whoosh, and I felt the poof of air. The other went down my butt.
All right, so now.
So now I am a sausage.
Now we do silicone based, right?
Let's take a picture of this situation pre and post silicone.
Okay.
A lot of snossage.
It's definitely all dusty looking.
That's what we're about to...
And you can see right around the side of your tit.
Uh-huh.
There's a little...
Gap,
I guess. Loose piece of latex. Yeah. Which that may be just normal.
I don't know how I'm supposed to fit in this thing. Maybe I just don't have the body for it. Maybe there's not supposed to be side boob hanging out the latex.
I like it.
You like side boobs.
Yeah.
All right, we did a mini photo shoot with the dusty latex dress, and now I get to get rubbed down with lube. Not the way I thought we'd use lube, but let's do it. You're gonna squirt on me. You're gonna squirt on your own hands and rub it on me.
Yeah,
we could do that too. Bringing lube into the equation makes me like, I want to sex you up.
Yeah.
Like, totally not going to use it for sex. Oh, I thought you were going to, squirt it on me.
I did a little.
Oh, you did?
No idea how much of this we're supposed to be using.
Me either.
I can already see the difference, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was about to say, just do what feels right.
Always, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm shiny.
Yeah, you definitely are.
Stephanie Rose, I'm shiny.
All right.
And then in my head, just there, I was like, on your knees, you lube slut. I don't know what's wrong with me. Latex makes me feel powerful.
I will be your lube slut.
Yes! Powder my buns, lube slut. Wax my body, lube slut. That just... Okay, when you rub it on my stomach, that's a fluffy situation.
Fluffy situation?
Yeah, that one makes me feel like you're just massaging like a giant... I don't even know.
Just getting it all in there.
I know, my stomach's just big.
All right, turn.
Rub my ass, I won't be mad at you, though. I'm down for these things. I feel so shiny. Shine bright like a diamond. I think I look quite nice in my giant rubber band.
I think so.
Thank you.
It's quite a process.
Yeah?
Now, you gotta wash this off? Is this a...
Yeah, there's a whole washing process I'm gonna have to do tomorrow. It's like a basin full of water and soap of some sort. And a lot of turn it inside out and wash it, rinse it, wash it, rinse it, wash it, rinse it.
Put it in the dishwasher.
Put it in the dishwasher. Just throw it in the washer and dryer. It'll be fine.
All right. I think you are officially lubed.
I'm shiny.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Lube my vagina. Get up in there.
Actually make
it
lubed.
Get up in there. Yep. Save that for OnlyFans. I love you. Now I want sex. Okay. Moving on. All right.
Definitely shinier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. My stomach makes me feel a little... It looked better in the dull.
No.
The shiny just shows all the curves and glisten. I'm still going to feel sexy as
from your angle, I guess. Maybe, yeah. But not to the rest of the world.
I'm going to like it anyway. Like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, this dress is so tight because it's a fucking rubber band. And so my stomach legitimately looks like two sections of pregnancy. Like, I got a top pregnancy and a bottom pregnancy. Like, that's what my stomach looks like.
I don't see anything that you're seeing, so it's all you.
Oh, it's perfectly okay, because as you can see, I'm rubbing my pregnant bellies. Because it feels so nice.
Twins?
Yep. The upper deck and the lower deck twins.
Right?
They got bunk beds in there.
Got pregnant about 2 months apart.
Yeah.
Multiple pregnancies.
Yeah, I definitely look like a snossage, but I also feel sexy as fuck. Just gonna rub my own tits now, don't mind me.
Yeah.
Just gonna enjoy this. I like it.
All right, I don't know how long shininess lasts.
Me either.
Let's get pictures.
All right, let's get
pictures. Before you're unshined.
Okay, but here's another thing, though. Every time I move, the dress goes up because it's a fucking rubber band, so my butt cheeks are dangling out.
That's
once
right.
Again, well, yeah, it's all right for home. Can't go to a dungeon or anywhere like this. Like, I'm going to go out in latex.
Oh, just, sure, like, you could.
With my butt hanging out?
To a dungeon?
Without the intention of having my butt hanging out is what I'm saying. It's one thing if I, like, I'm going to walk in here with a dress, and by the time I get halfway through the door, it's going to be a t-shirt. It's another thing if I intend on wearing a fully covering my body dress. All right, picture time. We will be right back. All right, photo shoot number two done.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It looks really good, I think.
Yeah.
Crazy sexy.
I put a tail in for him. He just likes me for my tail.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think of it? What's your... could you do this all the time?
Could I wear it in the privacy of our own home with no kids around all the time?
Yeah.
Yes. Could I wear it anywhere else? No, because one bend and the whole thing rolls right up to my belly button. So, I'm sure that has everything to do with fit and blah, 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 blah. And I'd have to get stuff that actually fits me.
Right. There's a lot of those custom shops. Yeah. So how does it go with quality? Is there, I guess, different, what, thickness is how it's probably done by?
There is, yeah.
Is there a proper thickness we should be aiming for? Do you know of these things?
So Stephanie Rose and I have had many a conversations about latex and thickness and quality and places to buy and everything. We've just never bought any. And then I watched a lot of videos. I was going to try to, like, make my own outfits.
Right.
Because you buy the latex, you cut it into the size you need, and you glue it down. And I didn't do that either. It seemed good, but then the more videos you watched, it seems really like you have to start off as an expert seamstress and then work your way to latex. And I am neither. So it seemed like it'd be a huge waste of money for me to try to make my own. And then it seems like it cost a lot just to get pieces, you know, like quality pieces. So I just haven't.
Maybe we'll try buying a custom one and see.
Yeah.
Test the difference between the generic store-bought from the sex shop versus an actual professionally done one.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, one day when we get a little smidge of cash, something we can spend on buying a custom piece of latex, absolutely, I'd give it a try. I think I would get something that is not, because this is, you know, the skinny girl party dress, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would want something that's more forgiving, I don't know if it's the word. I want something that I can move in that's not just going to roll, you know?
What about, like, the latex pants and a corset?
Well, first I got to buy all new corsets because mine don't fit me anymore. So there's that. But yeah, I would do latex pants and a corset. Just, I can't imagine what it's like. It's hard enough trying to get into just a pair of leggings. I can't imagine if they were rubber band leggings.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we gotta go heavier on the powdering. Maybe. It easier.
Yeah. Make it more
slippy. And I think going over the head.
Maybe wasn't the best idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so is that it with the latex part?
I think so. I know you want to rub my latex body. Yeah. I know you want to rub my latex body.
You're the one covered in lube.
With your penis. Like mid photo shoot, and you're like, so,
stop, sir.
We're in the middle of recording. Stop it. But I will have sex with you later. But,
like that.
This would have been one of those ones that would have been good for the OnlyFans thing. If we weren't in the middle of a, because this was like the middle of the recording paused photo shoot, but if it was just like we were doing a play session where it became sexual.
Yep.
That's what the OnlyFans is for.
We weren't even recording, right?
No, not when we were doing the photo shoot. Yeah. So, and that's the other thing we talked about. I wouldn't want it to be like, we need to do a sex episode. Like, I don't want to do that either.
I don't want to do anything like that with any bit of it. Just like, everything we do is pretty unscripted.
Exactly.
And I don't really want to turn to that.
Yeah.
That's when it's just, you start sounding like a fucking radio DJ host kind of thing. You know what I mean? Just fake as fuck.
Yeah. So I like when we just jump into something and we see how it goes by actually just seeing how it goes. But I would definitely love to have a platform where when we see how it goes and it becomes like, I'm turned on right now.
Right.
That becomes okay. Because I really don't want to get our podcast shut down ever.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, but I don't like having to scale back our play either.
Now we can do both.
We can. It's going to take me a while to get used to. Because even just playing with the lube and you're like rubbing lube on the dress and I'll rub lube on you. I'm like, stop. because it's still triggered in my head. Like, we can't do that. And I'll be excited to get back to a place. And again, it's going to take me a while to adjust to being like, yes, you're touching me. And yes, that's okay. Even though we're in the middle of recording, that's going to take me a while to get used to. So if I'm always like, stop, just give me a minute. But for now, what do I have on OnlyFans? I put the lactation stuff I put on there. So, because I'm trying to get my fucking milk supply back because I stopped pumping like I was and it dropped severely. So I feel like I'm starting from scratch. But what I do know, just from what I post on FET, there are some people that are into some lactations. And especially, like, after I pump and my nipples are all stretched out like fucking thumb.
Yeah.
People are into that. So I put that on OnlyFans. And then I have a plethora of fuzzy socks and other knee-high, thigh-high socks. And I like taking pictures in my socks so I can do that.
I'm into the socks.
I know. And you are also into photography.
And fuzzy.
And fuzzy. Fuzzy photography. So we can do all those things. As far as narrowing down in, like, one specific genre, which I think you're supposed to do or something, I don't know.
For OnlyFans?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If I had to pick one, I would go with, of course, the podcast with us not having to censor anything. But I would absolutely go with the photography one.
Yeah?
Yeah, because think about all the times we do blacklight and wax and all of these things. We could do a lot.
Yeah.
And we love doing that.
And we should do it.
And we should do more of it. So again, if any of you would like to subscribe to our OnlyFans at OnlyFans.com/kinkyintroverts, then tell us what you'd like to see, because we can make it up on our own all day. I've pretty much given you the list of things we're thinking about doing. So if you'd like any of those, let us know.
And it might be worth noting, we figured out you can't go on to OnlyFans and just type in kinky introverts in the search, right?
Yeah.
You have to actually type in the full fucking...
Yep, OnlyFans.com/kinkyintroverts. You have to type in the whole thing. It's weird. I don't get it, but...
Maybe that's just on the phone.
Maybe.
Because that's how I was doing it on.
But I don't know. But we hope to see you there. And I think I'll still put out a lot of free stuff just because, I don't know.
You should.
I feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. But again, tell us what you're interested in from the little categories we gave you, and we'll do more of that. But I think definitely I would like to do photography.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nope.
And touch my latex?
Yep.
All right, love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
You like that, don't you?
I do. Okay, one last one.
Oh. Smoke! Punch you in the balls later.